financial problems, elder law, criminal law, tax problems, business matters, divorce, personal injury, bankruptcy. Your life, your reality. Life is complicated. There is the law and there is reality. Welcome to Law and Reality, sponsored by Thav Gross. Now here's your host, Ken Gross.
Welcome to this segment of Law and Reality. Today's topic is using bankruptcy to solve tax problems. Dun dun dun, Brian Small.
Good morning, Ken. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. What a fascinating, interesting, compelling topic to
Jeffrey
discuss.
Jeffrey Kirshner. Whoops. Jeffrey Linden.
Good morning, Ken.
It's because I could tell you were a little slow on the ball when you were going to say good morning, so I thought I'd throw you a different name to see if I could jumpstart you.
Wait, why would it be any different? He can't get any of the names right when we're discussing the outlines in the first place.
Which means usually when you're in front of him, he does okay.
Which means apparently I can't run for president. Because if you mess
you can. No. I think that's a...
Right, I'm qualified.
You're qualified.
Pat Samasco.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you. All right, so how do you make this topic exciting and interesting? Bankruptcy to solve tax problems. Wow. You know, I woke up this morning, Sunday morning, I said, what would I like to see on TV? Championship basketball game? Hockey game with some fights? Maybe a playoff at the end of the golf tournament? Or how about if I could find a show that talked about bankruptcy solving tax problems?
See, here's the thing. On an even playing field, maybe not so interesting, but if you're the one with the tax problems and this is your exit door, it's very interesting and very satisfying.
And it's tax time. And tax time leads to tax problems.
And even if you don't have that tax problem now, you may have a friend who has one,
yeah.
Or your future may lead you into one.
You know, we'll get...
Listen, I'll show you. I'm going to tell you an industry that's going to have tax problems.
Okay, tell me that industry.
Realtors.
Oh, yeah.
Realtors, because they're changing the commission structure with regard to how much realtors make.
I've seen all the news, but how are they handling that?
Nope.
Like if I go to a broker and say I want to sell my houses, he's going to still hand me a commission agreement that says 6%?
Maybe. I personally think that what's going to happen, the shakeout long term, is going to be you're going to see tiered commissions. So if you're selling a house worth, let's say, $500,000 or less, the commission is going to be 6%. If you're going between $500,000 and $1 million, it's going to be 5%. Above $1 million, it's going to maybe go down to 4%.
Because it's easier to cut your own deal because they're not unified in the way. If they're a member of multi-list, they're no longer unified in the way they're going to present their commission structure.
And remember, here's the problem.
I feel bad for the realtors.
Realtors are self-employed. Self-employed individuals often utilize the money that they earn now to pay the tax obligation that they have that
from
the previous year. And if your income is greatly reduced, your ability to pay those taxes is going to come into question.
Which is the same thing that happens to the insurance guys and a lot of independent contractors that are self-employed. They get into this easily attained rut of paying their last year's taxes with their current year's income, which you're not supposed to do, right?
No.
What are you supposed to do?
It's supposed to pay
estimates.
Well, you're supposed to pay your estimated taxes
quarterly,
you know, and then catch up. Besides, if you're behind perpetually going forward, it limits our ability to get you into a help program because you have to be current is a key to the door to the help. So,
in other words, you have to get to the point where not only you can have a problem from the past, but you got to fix it on a going forward basis.
So when you have that problem, yeah, and all of a sudden you're going and we're trying to help you, then we always have to establish to the collection officer that we're paying currently.
Right.
But you can still help with all the quarters that we didn't pay currently that were in the past, correct?
Yes.
To some
That's
extent.
That's what you do.
Yes, but we can. But if you haven't filed, as an example.
You got to get the returns filed.
Right. It's the debt isn't the big deal, but if you're not filing, it creates a problem.
All right, so how does bankruptcy solve tax problems? That's kind of the topic of the day.
Income tax is dischargeable in bankruptcy. Period. We don't need to talk anymore. We're done with the subject.
So I file a bankruptcy and so I get to automatically discharge the taxes?
Brian went to a different law school than the rest of us. In every law school.
Wait, I did.
Are you suggesting that Brian went to law school?
That's what he told me.
Yeah. So here's the deal. It's income taxes are dischargeable in bankruptcy. There's a set of rules that you have to follow. So you start off with the simple predicate that did the tax come due at least 3 years ago? Have the tax returns been filed for at least 2 years? And have you been assessed in the last 8 months?
Which would usually happen in that case?
Well, if for most people,
so if all three of those events have happened,
then the income tax becomes dischargeable in bankruptcy.
Even in a Chapter 13?
Even in a Chapter 13. So taxes are treated in three different ways in Chapter 13. You can have a priority tax. Priority tax is that tax which came due less than 3 years ago. Okay?
All right, so my income tax from last year would be a priority tax.
That's correct. Okay. You can have a secured tax debt. That's where the IRS has taken your past due liability and put a lien on your assets.
So my income tax from 2019, which I didn't pay, and the government filed a lien on me, that's secured?
That's going to be secured to the value of your assets. If you don't have significant assets, you can owe $100,000 and have a $5,000 worth of stuff.
We're losing Pat.
Sorry, Pat, but the key is that you could have a secured debt, or you could have a general unsecured debt, which is any tax debt that came due more than 3 years ago, it's been filed for more than 2 years and hasn't been assessed in 240 days.
So it's more than 3 years and it's not lien, that's a general tax debt?
Yes, and that becomes dischargeable in bankruptcy.
That's dischargeable.
Yep.
What about the liened one?
The liened one you have to pay back in Chapter 13 to the extent of the value of your assets.
Because that's what's subject to the lien is.
Correct.
See, again, the critical answer that Brian never learned in law school is it depends.
We'll take a break.
Tax problems are major problems. Don't let the IRS levy your wages and seize your assets. There is a solution.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
If you're behind on your taxes and owe money to the IRS, call Thav Gross.
We've been solving tax problems for 32 years. We stop wage levies, resolve unfiled returns, and obtain the best possible settlements.
Call Thav Gross today, 888-235-HELP.
I was married for 57 years before my husband died.
Samasco Law had established a trust for them before this happened.
There's so much to do in the beginning, but after about a month, you're kind of alone.
We deal with estate planning and trusts every day.
If you continue to have good support and know that your finances and your estate is in order, that's one thing that's so comforting. I would just highly recommend Samasco Law.
If you're retired and in a financial crisis, there is a way out.
It pains me when I see a retired couple exhaust their savings by paying credit card bills and for a home hopelessly underwater.
Thav Gross specializes in helping retired people in financial crisis.
You just can't keep paying until you're broke. You need to address the problem now.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
You can't work. You have to deal with pain and stress. Worse yet, our system for applying for disability benefits seeks to deny you the benefits you're entitled. Jeff Kirshner is an expert in obtaining disability and workers' compensation benefits for his clients. You need to call Jeff before you apply or after you're denied to get the benefits you deserve. 888-235-HELP. 888-235-HELP. Carrying too much debt? Resolve your debt. Call Thav Gross.
You don't need to be broke, and you don't need to hit rock bottom. If you have income and you're struggling with debt, dump it. Think about the next 10 or 20 years. If you do what the banks tell you, you'll have nothing to retire with. There is a solution.
Don't waste your future. Call Fav Gross. We're experts at eliminating credit card debt. 888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP. Is the debt piling up? Struggling to get by?
It's all about preserving future income. Bankruptcy is one option. When it's right, it's the least costly, most effective way to save your home, eliminate a second mortgage, and wipe out credit card debt. But you need to address the problem now.
We help people with bankruptcy. Call the experts.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
All right, we're back. Pat.
Yeah, you know, it's a tax question. We've had probably four or five people come in the last couple of weeks where mom's got dementia really bad, and now she's in a nursing home, and someone's taking over, and they don't know if she's paid her taxes. They don't know if she's ever filed anything. They can't hoard her houses.
What do you do?
What do you do to figure out how much income she had and whether or not she even filed her tax return?
What do you do, Jeff?
So if you come to me and I can... you sign over a limited power of attorney to me, which is a 2848, which gives me access to the IRS tax records. And I can get records of when she's filed. I can get transcripts of the last three years of tax returns. I can get wage and income reports for the last 10 years, which will be all the filed W-2s and 1099s.
So if she hasn't filed...
You at least have the income.
He would know. He would know that she hasn't filed. And then figuring out whether she needs to file... and actually filing becomes a different problem.
And then you can get access to whatever the income that was reported.
Yes.
And then you just pay the tax based on that.
Yeah, and if you run your search and it shows no income was reported, then you wouldn't have to file.
So mom dies, now you have to do her last tax return. Who can sign the last tax return, and where does the refund check go to?
Well, it would be the personal representative or the trustee.
Do you have to open a probate?
If she owes.
Well, that raises to me what I've always found to be the most amusing question. Taxpayer dies, and you know the taxpayer owes taxes. If taxpayer doesn't open an estate, and there's no personal rep appointed, how does the government ever collect the tax?
So that's
I've always taken the position, well, I'm not the taxpayer. I'm not going to file the return.
The vast majority of states don't need to be open in probate. So who has authority to sign the return and when the person's passed away?
I would say no one.
Well, there is no personal rep, though.
Well, the state, if you owe taxes, the state or the IRS is technically a creditor. They could, they don't often, but they could open a probate as a creditor.
Yeah, but the question is...
The Attorney General could open a probate.
Who signs the return?
But have you ever seen it happen?
No.
Who signs the return? Mom dies, who signs the return?
Unless you're the appointed personal rep...
Which there isn't one.
I could not see ever counseling somebody to sign a return.
Right.
Because you could create liability for the person who signs.
Right.
There's no debt... they're just on the last tax return. They got a refund coming of $250.
Yeah. Or if they have a refund coming.
In most cases, I wouldn't advise people to bother and forget about their
refund. Don't even do the return at all.
My father passed away at 91. He was always historically behind in his taxes. And I know that from from the time he was probably 80 to 85, he was still working and making some money, but I know he never got around to filing his tax returns. And I know he had a liability. Now, I looked at it and said, why say anything?
Yeah.
I know he wasn't going to think of it and do it on his own. I wasn't going to encourage him to do it because I said to myself, what are the chances of him getting a notice from IRS trying to levy at age 85. And as it turned out, he never did, so he passed away, and that was the end of it, and he basically didn't pay those taxes for those years. I always figured if he got a notice, he'd give it to me, and then I'd have to deal with the problem. Now, did I do anything wrong? I'm not my father. I didn't make the decisions. I wasn't even his lawyer. I was just the son. Now, all of those IRS agents that like to tune into the show, you're probably looking at it and say, you should have done something. But I didn't see that I was in the role of doing anything at that point. I was kind of looking out from a practical standpoint. What are your thoughts?
I agree with you. I mean, you can create more problems. You have to. It's better to be educated and act smartly in those circumstances. But
there was also a practical aspect. Every dollar that he ultimately would have had to pay in tax would have been one additional dollar that I would have had to contribute to his support.
Right.
Because he would have had one less dollar.
Right. So, in the speak, he would have been probably not collectible if we went through the whole process and they'd leave him alone anyway.
That's true. He had no assets.
Right. But
other than his son.
Yeah. Back to the estate
issue. We discussed that on another show. We determined that was a liability.
Well, that's when they were minors.
You got to remember, though, people need to remember that the heirs or the beneficiaries or the devisees, depending on which document or lack thereof you're talking about, are not liable for the decedent's taxes.
There's an interesting one. You've run into this, Pat, where the timeshare companies, Diamond Club, and all these people buy points. They then come to me and they say, I bought these points, and now I have to pay these association dues, and they're telling me that when I die, my children are liable to pay the association dues. Have you seen that? I've run into this 5-6 times.
It's credit.
That's how they sell it.
Well, it's credit card. It's medical bills. You got to pay. And I never put the timeshare in the trust. I never probated through the estate. I want the timeshare to die with the person because the debt.
And the funny thing is timeshares have a real problem in bankruptcy. You can eliminate any past due liability that you owe to the timeshare, but because you're the deeded owner, until the deed goes back to the timeshare company, you're responsible for all of the fees and costs that are incurred afterwards.
As a creditor for whatever creditor, but that's only if it's your deed, not if your son is filing bankruptcy.
Well,
and the father own the.
Well, here's the question: do they put it on your credit report if you don't pay? So everyone says, "I can't pay. I don't want it." So you can't. No one wants it. You can't get rid of it. Will they put it on your credit report? Will they go after for unpaid?
I think the answer is it's possible if the person who is on the deed and they have your social security number to report. But I haven't seen it actually happen. Take a break.
Carrying too much debt? Resolve your debt. Call Fav Gross.
You don't need to be broke and you don't need to hit rock bottom. If you have income and you're struggling with debt, dump it. Think about the next 10 or 20 years. If you do what the banks tell you, you'll have nothing to retire with. There is a solution.
Don't waste your future. Call Fav Gross. We're experts at eliminating credit card debt. 888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP. You can't work. You have to deal with pain and stress. Worse yet, our system for applying for disability benefits seeks to deny you the benefits you're entitled. Jeff Kirshner is an expert in obtaining disability and workers' compensation benefits for his clients. You need to call Jeff before you apply or after you're denied to get the benefits you deserve. 888-235-HELP. 888-235-HELP. Is the debt piling up? Struggling to get by?
It's all about preserving future income. Bankruptcy is one option. When it's right, it's the least costly, most effective way to save your home, eliminate a second mortgage, and wipe out credit card debt. But you need to address the problem now.
We help people with bankruptcy. Call the experts.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
Time for announcements. When I announce, we've opened, Thav Gross has opened a new office downriver in the Horizon Building on Eureka Road. So now we're in Flint, Downriver, and also our home office in Bingham Farms. Remember, you can always come in for a free consultation. You can do it by
Zoom conference, in the office, any way that works best for you. Just call 888-235-HELP or go to the website, thevgross.com, to sign up. Debt issues, tax issues, estate planning issues, business law issues, elder law issues with Pat or Kelsey, disability issues with Jeff Kirshner. Again, sign up at lawandreality.com or thevgross.com or just call 888-235-HELP. Also, if you go to the website, you'll see there's free reports. Resolving Tax Problems, The Real Solutions by Jeff Linden and myself. Bankruptcy, Is It Right for Me by Brian Small. How to Save Your Home from Foreclosure. Business Formations, Loans and Grants for Small Businesses in Detroit and Michigan. And The Retiree's Guide to Social Security by Pat Samasco. I want to thank our sponsors, Stav Gross, Samasco Law, Kirshner Law. Now back to the show.
If you're retired and in a financial crisis, there is a way out.
It pains me when I see a retired couple exhaust their savings by paying credit card bills and for a home hopelessly underwater.
Fav Gross specializes in helping retired people in financial crisis.
You just can't keep paying until you're broke. You need to address the problem now.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
We're Fav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
Pat was recommended by a friend who insisted that we really needed a trust. And he said, I know somebody who will do a good job for you.
At Samasco Law, we deal with estate planning and trusts every day.
We had excellent service from Samasco Law. Any questions we had were addressed. Our estate is in order and it had been set up so well that nothing needed to be done. I would just highly recommend Samasco Law.
Tax problems are major problems. Don't let the IRS levy your wages and seize your assets. There is a solution.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
If you're behind on your taxes and owe money to the IRS, call Thav Gross.
We've been solving tax problems for 32 years. We stop wage levies, resolve unfiled returns, and obtain the best possible settlements.
Call Thav Gross today, 888-235-HELP.
All right, we're back. I think the correct answer to the end of the last segment was, it depends.
That should be the name of this the show.
So, we were talking bankruptcy.
Unless you're over 90, in which case it has to do with wearing depends, but that's a different story.
At least you went to 90. I appreciate that. How do you deal with the issue between Chapter 7 versus Chapter 13 in discharging taxes?
So,
without putting Pat Samasco to sleep.
Well, you always would prefer to file a Chapter 7, being, okay, you would always prefer to file a Chapter 7. You want to eliminate the tax debt as efficiently as possible.
If you can. Well, wait, what if you're also facing foreclosure of your house?
So then a Chapter 13 makes sense.
What if they're repossessing your car?
Chapter 13 makes sense.
So then you don't.
Wait, you're correct.
It depends.
Then you don't always want to file Chapter 7.
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
It depends.
So you're recanting your statement.
No, I said you would prefer to file a Chapter 7 over a Chapter 13 if you can.
But if you're not facing foreclosure of your house or your car, and your income qualifies you for a Chapter 7.
No. It's not. Chapter 7 is not income qualifying when it comes to tax debt if the majority of your debt is tax-related debt.
Because tax debt is
non-consumer debt. And the means test doesn't apply, and I don't care how much money you're making, I can still wipe it out.
What do you mean by the means test?
So there's
30 seconds or
there's
less.
An arbitrary and capricious standard that Congress set forth that you have to pass this test in order to qualify for a Chapter 7.
It's an income test?
Driven.
Okay. So if you make too much money, you don't pass the means test.
That's correct. However, if the majority of your debt is non-consumer debt, we don't care whether you make too much money.
So if I owe $100,000 in taxes and $50,000 on credit card bills,
and you have no other debt that we're talking about, I can file you.
Doesn't matter if I make $500,000 a year.
Nope.
Okay, if I have $100,000 in credit card debt, $200,000 mortgage, and a $200,000 tax problem,
the majority of your debt is consumer debt, and you have to pass the means test.
So the mortgage is consumer debt.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting rule. So get rid of the house.
No.
And then.
No, that's file what Chapter 13 becomes for.
No, if I sold the house, if I had no equity in that house, but I still had the debt, and I sold the house and it was gone, now I would have
$200,000 in tax debt, $100,000 in credit card debt, and I can discharge the taxes.
That's part of the planning that we do. We can manipulate it.
Well, what's the difference whether I discharge, if I get rid of the Chapter 7, it's completely gone. If I file the Chapter 13, what happens to the taxes?
They get paid back what you can afford. If it's $200 a month, that's all they're getting.
Like I just want to know when I can pick up my Starbucks coffee machine.
No Starbucks.
No coffee machine?
No coffee machine.
No, there's no coffee machines in this?
No, there's no coffee machine in this story.
Different show.
Different show.
Sunday morning, I was looking for my coffee machine.
That's a budget issue.
Oh, it's a budget issue.
That's a budgeting issue.
To keep you out of that.
All right, so what about the problem I hear of, I want to throw out two quick ones for the last couple of minutes. SFR.
Substitute for return.
And the ostrich syndrome.
So the SFR is the depend situation. So when Brian said, I can discharge your debt if you met that 3-year, 2-year, 8-month thing, not if your income taxes, the IRS filed an SFR, which is a substitute for return, which means they filed your return for you.
And then that denies you the right to discharge the taxes.
For that year's taxes.
Yeah. Okay, so a substitute for return is never dischargeable ever.
Okay. And then I hear the term the ostrich syndrome. Is that an official IRS term of art?
I believe it is.
Well?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's you put your head in the sand and we'll hope the problem goes away.
All right. So I have first question. We're sitting here in an office. This is a laminate table with a nice wood bullnose on the end and a cement floor.
Yeah.
How do you implement the ostrich syndrome in a house, in an environment like this?
It's more painful.
It'd be a lot more painful.
Well, you don't open the mail.
We'll just use the garbage can for you.
I mean, in simple terms, you ignore the problem.
And ignoring the problem creates more problems.
Would this be an adequate substitute if you just stuck your head in the garbage can?
Probably.
Yeah, but you have a plastic liner, you might suffocate.
Yeah. Which people feel like they're going to use afterwards because they can't get out of it.
Listen, the key here is bearing your hand in the sand. It creates more problems. It creates penalties.
Anxiety.
It creates
insomnia.
That's a good one.
That's the worst one right there.
Absolutely.
Plus, it creates potential liens and levies. If you wait long enough, the IRS will start taking stuff.
And it's one of the most common reactions to a tax problem. You don't file 1 year. Then all of a sudden you don't file the next year. Then you say, I'm going to clean up my taxes, but you're saying, oh my God, I got to gather all these records. They haven't reached out to me yet, and it's 3 years. And all of a sudden it's 5 years. But when you get to that point, you stop sleeping because you're worried about what's going to happen the next day.
There are many tools to fix the tax problems. But with regard
to this problem in 30 seconds.
With regard to bankruptcy, if you file a bankruptcy to deal with your tax problem, it's going to help the problem go away.
But the returns have to be up to date.
Returns have to be up to date, but it's going to either control it or eliminate it.
And if
that's
it's not bankruptcy, there's other solutions to tax problems. The solution to avoid the ostrich problem is to take your head out of the sand and deal with it. You will then sleep well, and the problem is never, ever, ever as significant as you think it might be. Have a great week. We'll be back next week with Law and Reality.